Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps, and thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. Jobs, jobs, jobs. In a year when many people are losing their homes to foreclosure and take-home pay is being shrunk by high gas and food prices, there's nothing like the promise of a good, secure job to warm the heart of the average voter. And the Democrats certainly didn't miss that trick at their convention. Speaker after speaker echoed the promise of new jobs linked to energy and cleaning up the environment as outlined in the party platform. It reads, and I quote, "We Democrats commit to fast-track investment of billions of dollars over the next 10 years to establish a green energy sector that will create up to 5 million jobs. This transition to a clean energy industry will also benefit low-income communities." Joining me to talk about how an Obama presidency would affect the green economy is Phil Angelides. He's the former state treasurer of California and chair of the board of the labor and environmental lobbying coalition known as the Apollo Alliance. Mr. Angelides, welcome to Living on Earth.
It's great to be with you. Thank you for having me on today.
What kind of jobs are we talking about? To someone who's listening to us, what kind of jobs should they be thinking maybe they'll get or maybe their kids might get?
I think the jobs we're talking about can be anything from skilled workers building trades who are making buildings more energy efficient or installing solar panels to Americans who are working to improve our power grid, to Americans who are building the public transportation systems of the 21st century, to people working in auto factories making fuel-efficient vehicles, to scientists and engineers who are developing energy-efficient products for the marketplace. There's a whole range of jobs across the economy that can result from this conversion away from an oil economy to a clean energy economy.
And if I come from a low-income neighborhood where people don't have a lot of education or a lot of opportunity, what's in it for us?
What's in it, hopefully, for all Americans, including folks in low-income communities, is the possibility of an economy of broadly shared prosperity. Part of our agenda, part of the next president's agenda, has to be to reach into those communities, to train people, to educate people, to give them the skill sets not only to compete for, but for win, to win the jobs in this new green-collar economy all over this country. There are the beginning signs of a new commitment to provide pathways out of poverty. And I will just say clearly that at the Apollo Alliance, we do not believe this clean energy revolution will be whole unless there's the possibility for the poorest Americans in inner city neighborhoods or rural areas to be part of this new green economy. We won't have been successful in our goals because this is about confronting climate change. It's also about restoring the notion of broad-based prosperity in the American economy, a notion that's been eroded now for four decades.
So how confident are you that an Obama administration would be willing to go up to Capitol Hill, reach in the pocket, and spend these many, many, you're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars, on this sector of the economy and on retraining? There are a lot of competing issues. I'm thinking of health care, Social Security. It's a big price tag.
Well, Obama's made a very firm commitment in his platform. In fact, he's the first candidate I can ever remember running TV ads across the country as part of his campaign, making a clear commitment to invest in our industries and in our communities and our peoples to build the new green economy. And I want to say something here in terms of how we pay for this. The fact is, a lot of money we spend today can be redirected so it's better spent creating green-collar jobs. We spend a lot of money on transportation and housing, for example, that needs to be spent in a way that supports the new green economy. Hopefully, we can also put in place a what we call a cap and invest program where we charge polluters for putting carbon into our atmosphere, and we take the money that we charge those polluters and we redirect that money to make investments in research and development and education and reindustrialization here in America to support the green economy.
Phil Angelides is the former state treasurer of California and ran as the Democratic nominee for governor. He's now chairman of the board at the Apollo Alliance. Thanks so much for taking this time, Phil.
My pleasure.